Good afternoon. Hello there. I'm Leslie Story. I'm with the Texas Association of School Boards. I'll be your presiding officer for this last stretch of the School Law Conference. Thank you so much for your attention. I hope you will continue enjoying your lunch. I just want to take a moment to introduce our luncheon speaker, Dave Campbell. I first met Dave when he was clerking at the Texas Association of School Boards a few years back, but now he is a well-known colleague in the school law community, very recently with Thompson and Horton, and he is here to tell us about school vouchers in Texas. So thank you for doing this, Dave.
Thank you, Leslie. When she asked me last night what she should do to introduce me, I said, can we play Final Countdown? Just like get everyone amped up while they're eating lunch. But that was great. No, I appreciate it, and really thankful to be here with y'all. Like the best slot while you're eating lunch. You haven't gotten tired yet. We're all here together. School Law Conference, 40 years. I mean, there's not a group of talented collegial attorneys better than this group right here. Just walking the hallway, hearing, overhearing something about the 2020 rules or level 2 grievances, and you think, I'm home. So if you told me when I was clerking at TASB, I'm trying to do the math, over a decade ago, 15, 16 years ago, that I would be speaking at the School Law Conference, I would have been thrilled. If you told me that I was going to be talking about something happening in the legislature, I would have said you're nuts. Because when I was in law school, I was involved in mock trial, appellate advocacy was my favorite class. The people that went over to the legislature to do internships, I was like, what are you doing? Those aren't real lawyers. It has only recently occurred to me that that's where the laws are written that I'm litigating. So maybe I should start paying attention. So a few years ago, I started paying attention to the legislature. And like probably many of you have been trying to follow the school voucher story as it goes through the legislature. The last couple sessions, and have been starting to follow with this session. So let's jump in and talk about school vouchers, the school voucher bills. That's your presenter. It's me. I guess it's good. I forgot my name tag today. So I guess the one thing you learn from that picture is that I only apparently own one suit and one tie. All right, so let's talk about the bills that have happened so far. As a lot of y'all know, the legislature just recently came into session for the 89th session, and we have some school voucher bills that have been introduced in the House and one in the Senate. And if I missed any, let me know afterwards, because I'd be curious to learn about those. So let's first talk about one that was filed. I know you can't read it. Don't worry about trying to squint and read the text. I just wanted some visual. The first one was House Bill 212 that was filed, I think, the very first day that you could file bills. It was like the 12th bill that was filed by Briscoe Kane. It's short, to the point, 4 pages. It is notable because it calls the program it is creating the PEP, the Parental Empowerment Program. In this bill, there was a proposal that the amount of the voucher be 80% of the average M&O expenditures per student in the state. You can do the math and figure out what that is. And there are a few other things. It's short, 4 pages. If you're interested, look at it later. Another bill in the House. This is House Bill 612, introduced by Shaheen. Longer, about 32 pages, much more substantial stuff in there. It again ties the amount of the voucher to average M&O expenditures per student. It contemplates that there might not be enough money to give vouchers to all students, and so there's an application process in this bill. There's a parental review committee. There's a provision that makes sure that private schools don't give refunds after taking, the state funds, doesn't do some kind of scheme where they money launder, I guess. So a lot of interesting things in here, including a provision that I think is probably unconstitutional.